Hello, this is Roving Jay from the Bodrum Peninsula Travel Guide. There is plenty to do in Bodrum, but chances are, if you're in the area for a couple of days, you'll want to take the opportunity of hopping on a dolmish and exploring one of the towns or villages right on your doorstep. So today's podcast is going to cover a day trip from Bodrum to its neighbour Torba. This area is probably best known as the home to the Voyage Torba Resort. But when I visit Torba, I prefer to head to one of the quieter parts of the bay. So how do you get to Torba? Well, the easiest way is to just jump on a dolmish. It takes about 15 minutes to get from central Bodrum to Torba, and this local bus service is quick, cheap and frequent. The dolmish will drop you off at the southwest corner of the bay, and this is also where you'll find the entrance to the Voyage Torba Resort. There's a taxi rank nearby, as well as an internet cafe, some restaurants, and a corner shop. If you walk north along Ataturk Kadesi for about 200 metres, the beach will be on your right. The first part of the beach is taken up by the Voyage Torba Resort, which consists of a large sunbathing area, volleyball courts, and their water sports centre. After the resort are a collection of smaller hotels. The further down the beach you go, the quieter and more rustic it gets. And the row of palm trees at the end, swaying in the breeze, really gives this end of the beach a tropical feel. But back at Ataturk Kadesi, which runs along the western edge of the bay, you'll go past a single-arm barrier, which shuts off this road to cars in the evening, but during the day, pedestrians and vehicles are allowed access all along Ataturk Kadesi. The vehicle access times are posted on a sign hanging from the barrier, and the last time I was in Torba, the vehicle access times were between 11 a.m. and 10 p.m. Bear in mind, if you're in a car driving along Ataturk Kadesi, it can get a bit narrow in places. This road is dotted with a selection of restaurants, cafes and small hotels, and some of these have wooden jetties jutting out into the bay. During the day, these are usually populated with sunbeds and umbrellas, but in the evening, these are cleared away and replaced with tables and chairs for waterside dining. Each time we've visited Torba, we just walk along Ataturk Kadesi and find a jetty that catches our fancy, then pick a sunbed, lay out a towel, and jump in the bay when the weather gets too hot to handle. All of these jetties have waiters' service, and it's a leisurely place to have lunch whilst watching the fishing boats bobbing around in the bay. A little bit further north along Ataturk Kadesi is the fishing boat harbour. From the entrance to the Voyage Torba Resort to this fishing boat harbour, it's about 700 metres. And just before you reach the harbour and jetty is a small local cafe called the Nilsu Cafe, where the tables and chairs are set up right at the water's edge, underneath the shade of some old olive trees. At the nearby fishing boat harbour, you'll find small crafts, mainly local fishermen and small leisure crafts. Throughout the peninsula, you'll see daily fishing trips advertised, and most of them leave from this Torba jetty. There's a taxi rank nearby, and if you continue north along Ataturk Kadesi, this is where you'll find the larger day boats that are moored at a rustic-looking jetty about 200 metres north of the fishing boat harbour. So if the summer madness of a bustling Bodrum town gets too much for you in the summer, and you're looking for a quick escape, why not head to the sanctuary of Torba and recline on a lounger on one of the wooden jetties overlooking Torba Bay? So that wraps up today's podcast, but if you're looking for more information about Torba, don't forget to head over to my website at www.bodrumpeninsulatravelguide.co.uk, where you'll find a companion page for this podcast, which includes links for additional content about Torba, including photo galleries and videos. Thanks for letting me share this day trip to Torba with you, and I look forward to sharing more information about Turkey's Aegean Gem with you next time.